All right, being respectful of time, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Champaign County Nursing Home Board of Directors. Being held today, Monday, July 31st, at 1:00 PM in the public meeting room, which was duly posted and noticed publicly. Roll call.
Busey, Emanuel. Hartke, Hodson.
Here.
Sutton, Banks, Anderson.
Here. All right, need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
We have a motion, any discussion?
Second.
We have a second. No discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, those opposed. Public participation, do we have any public participation?
That would be you.
Then we'll move on to communications. Do we have any communications for this meeting? I believe so. So we'll move to new business, the August social event. That will be the business, not much of a year. Who would like to communicate with us?
It's August 27th, 2:00 PM. I don't know if I say her name right, but Dorothy Montriano. She's the former concertmaster from the City Symphony Orchestra. Will be performing with two other musicians. And the auxiliary has authorized me to spend up to a couple hundred dollars, but I don't think it'll be that much. I've ordered, Annie only thinks that, I said, what if we have 100 people and how much ice cream? And she's only ordered 4 3-gallon tubs, which she says is enough. More than enough, she says. And so we have 2 vanilla and 2 chocolate. And she's giving me the sprinkles. I have to check with her about dishes and spoons. I have to ask if they provide that or give me the spoons. And Kathy and I are going to purchase toppings. And our biggest concern right now, well, in addition to having hands and boots on the ground on the 27th, we're also concerned about advertising. So I'll let Kathy tell you what we found out so far about free sources of advertising.
So we seem like, you know, seeing it's a little communications, what's our mailing list. So we're trying to put together a mailing list to either electronically or hard copy, send out a flyer. And Mary tells me, I missed the last meeting, but the Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home have agreed to spend some money on this as well, right?
$100? I believe it was 200. Up to 200.
For promotional things. So get a flyer, which actually I appreciate people taking one more look at, because then what we thought we'd do is try to get the flyer out to a couple mailing lists and then figure out how else we can distribute it. In my experience, people make flyers, but then they don't do a good job of getting them out and people don't find out anything. One of the things that Rick challenged us with on this is really, this is our opportunity to get the public there in a positive way. So it's sort of critical that we get to as many people as possible and get people here. So, you know, usually the ways you do that are by lots of communication and also lots of involvement. So we felt like this group together would expand it a little bit. It's not going to expand a bunch because there aren't many of us here. The Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home will do that, and then we want to get to other interested groups and kind of brainstorm a little bit what we might do. So on the mailing list, we've got Belvin Fields from the Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home has said they may be willing to send something out. They have to review the flyer, which I'm going to send to them today.
Said who will send something out?
Didn't Jerry say that she?
Oh,
she had to get approval from the board.
The
board approved it.
Yes.
The symphony.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thinking, who can we get to there? It's not already committed to the nursing home, but might be interested in coming to hear the music. So we, as you sort of suggested, Jeff, you got to look for what's a draw. And we're thinking these are good musicians. This is not like saying, not to be awful, but it's not like saying you've got a high school choir that was volunteered to sing. The advantage of that is all the parents are. But So we've got to.
So we'll get their mailing list or what?
We won't get their mailing list.
No organization will give out their mailing.
We'll basically give them the flyers. What about the parks and the?
So I offered, based on what we have from the Friends, I said we would pay for the mailing and the postage if the CU Symphony were mailing out. And she said, I've got to take, send me the flyer electronically. If I get the board approves it, that's fine. And then your Rotary said,
no, I don't talk to Rotary. I think you talk to someone. Well, about what?
Oh, maybe it's Ollie there.
Oh, Ollie. I contacted the director of Ollie, and again, she can't give out the list, but she would. They have some sort of an email list or website or something, and she said if we sent them the flyer, she would see that their membership saw it. So that would be done electronically.
Speaking of the flyer, can I ask a question about, will it be this size?
We were thinking of it as that size. It'll be color as much as possible. In the
single fold.
It would, yeah.
The address would be on top.
Could. Now, what we had hoped to do, like with the missing one billing, was put it in the bills that are going out, but they went out last week.
Yeah.
When I got the two letters. Yeah. Talked to a friend about it, and she said, if you get them to me noon today, and I said, I can't do that. I got no clue. But similarly, I'm thinking we might be able to mail them out. We have a little mailing list at the Friends. It's maybe 30 people. So we can do that. But yeah, that's what we would do. We would just fold them and put them, address them. So you have suggestions about other ways, other groups we could get this to, other ways we can get this out? And I don't know if you're familiar with Ollie. It's the Oxner Lifelong Learning.
Oh, sure, Lifelong Learning.
Sure.
At the university. I think you have to be 55 or 60 to take classes.
But it's very popular.
Yes, very popular.
We don't compete with assisted living.
We do not. Assisted living is a great place to.
So to reach out to all the assisted living homes, a greater reach with a flyer.
Right.
Or get them to post it on their website.
Right, website, or even just in their little billboards. We've taken stuff to the assisted living before and said, I'm trying to think of what it was, would you post this? And they were willing to do that. In the first place, sometimes they're looking for outings.
Sure.
And it is people
who
are looking
at that.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know how many assisted livings have outings on Sunday, how frequently
right.
they have some on a Sunday. And if they do, they're probably, like our nursing home is planning a calendar a month in advance. So I don't know, you know, but we definitely, one way or another, either by dropping off flyers or mailing them to the assisted livings, we do want to reach out to them, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, that's really our target audience, the most immediate target
mm-hmm.
audience that will most likely use our services.
Yeah,
yeah,
although getting to family members of
right.
potential residents. I mean, so we, you know, if there are organizations that you belong to that we can get to, Mary is going to talk with her Rotary. We're looking for other people involved in other Rotaries.
Well, I'll be out of town next week, but the following week I can visit more than one Rotary club and then make an announcement. If they'll let me make an announcement, I will, or put them on the tables.
Belong to any community organization, Jack, that you could be connecting with?
Not that's going to have a great list to it, but I'm making a note here to contact one of them.
Churches are a good place to. Churches are a good place.
Right, churches are a good place, but I don't know how to get to the churches, and I don't have good contacts for the churches. If we each said we'll each take three churches or something, that would be a great way to do it. Because churches are a good place.
Why don't I get all the churches in the Rantoul, Gifford, Thomas Merle, Ludlow areas?
Okay, that'd be great.
Also on this flyer, can you add?
I'm sorry.
Also on this flyer, could you add something about, free charge?
Okay, yeah, it is there, but it maybe is too hidden. I'll put it in one of the bigger points, yeah. the last line under the.
Yeah, it is there, but if you didn't see it, that means other people won't see it either.
Right. And gift for Van Tool, and where did you say?
Gift for Thomas Burrell, Dunlop.
So what's the best way for you to do that, Jeff? Do you want electronic versions?
Oh, yeah. If you give me electronic one, I can print them up and then that's.
Can you? Okay.
And I can talk to the worship leaders and make some announcements on Sunday morning. So it's posted before that on Sunday morning. They can announce it to remind people.
Okay.
That's before the event, so. There's a lot of churches. I don't know if they're unified through some region. I don't think so. It might be by denomination.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a church women united group around here or not.
I actually have a lot of contact information for churches because I'm on the countywide MLK committee, and we send all the invitations and everything to them. If you send me the electronic format, I could certainly send it to that contact list.
That'd be great. That'd be wonderful. So what is it, Taylor?
It's for the MLK, the countywide MLK celebration every year.
Oh.
And so there's a lot of churches, a lot of school districts, a lot of community people. So yeah, it's a pretty good list.
And you could pick and, well, I don't know if it's electronic, then it probably doesn't matter one way or another, but you could pick and choose too,
mm-hmm.
the most appropriate
yep.
recipients. She already put her in her order for the month of August, but if you want me to ask her if I can get more, I will.
I don't
want to
get more, I'll be able to continue.
I'm just saying,
would that be a run to somewhere?
Yeah. It's a good problem to have.
Back is fine. It's like, well, we know we can go to Chuck's,
right.
Whatever. And they
sell
what they sell, and they sell what they buy their homes, and their ice cream, and back. Hour because we have a line over halfway through the building.
The county has set up at Schnucks with a tax exempt card already, so it's pretty, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just threw that out.
But you'd have to have a copy of the tax letter, correct?
No, the actual card that they bill us with, they know it's tax exempt when we run it through.
Yeah.
So.
But that's a good backup. So if, for example, one of us stood in line and we just said this is for the county, they would believe us? Is that what you
said? No, I would have to give you the card.
Yeah. So you'd have to be around that day or give us the card ahead of time.
Rick would probably have it with him, I'm sure.
Okay.
So you're not talking about savings on the tax?
No, it's only 1%.
It's just for an emergency thing. I just want to throw it out there. It's the way I think. What's the contingency if something falls, if something happens?
Right.
Who could do it and where would we go? Timeline. Let's hope that's a problem.
Right, that's what that is.
Isn't it up? There's something.
One of my big I'm taking off with advertising, we're not really running that high budget. One of my big concerns is knowing exactly where we should be. I have measured the piano, it does fit in the gazebo, because Dorothy wants to be in shade. But I don't know if all three musicians can fit in that gazebo. And needless to say, she thinks, and of course I agree, that it would be nice if we could be outside, but if we are in the courtyard, we have to move the chairs out there. Right, which just, next time you get help yourself. So, yeah, all right.
Then she comes back. what she said.
It was 3 weeks from when I emailed,
yeah,
which was a Friday, I think that's what she said, which would still give us time to figure out whether the gazebo works or whether we can try to do something about it.
While we're on that thought, I have a pop-up campus.
Oh,
do you?
Yeah, it's at 10 by 12 or something.
But that would be great. That would be wonderful. That would be good.
Yeah, it's back up.
That would be good.
So I'll make a note to have that with me.
Yep.
I'm making us a little to-do list, so when we leave this, we know. Well, honestly, Ann would fit in the gazebo, and if you brought that,
well, if he brings
by
his tent, we put the piano under that.
Fair size.
Yeah.
That's right.
Between the two of them.
Yeah.
I got tired of it, our baseball games.
Yes.
So.
Great.
Is the foundation or auxiliary paying for things, or is it split, or how is that?
The auxiliary is authorized up to $300 for ice cream, but but we won't spend anywhere near that, I don't think. But, and then the friends lost the rise up to $200 for advertising, and they're also going to make an honorarium to each of the positions. Dorothy was going to apply for free, but she wanted her to accompany us to be paid, and Belden and Pennock, the friends, decided that that was right for them to be paid and not her. So that's been authorized by the funds.
Okay.
Up to $300 for that.
I can write a check. I can write a check for the scholarship.
Oh, you could. That would be lovely.
So, and your receipt will actually come from the Community Foundation. That's where our fund is.
Okay, so who does it lead out to?
You actually make it out to the Community Foundation,
Community Foundation
of East Central Illinois, and then in the memo you put friends of CCH.
Okay.
So maybe in that flyer, I've said this is sponsored by the Friends. Maybe I should be saying sponsored by the Friends and the auxiliary.
You know, I wouldn't worry about the auxiliary. I mean, there's just a handful of us, and there's some crossover.
You can put the auxiliary.
It, you know, you can put it on there, but I think when you say Friends of CCNH, it notes quite a bit. But you're right. Maybe there might be a two auxiliary babies who might get upset. So go ahead and put the auxiliary on there. The CCNH auxiliary.
Okay, yeah, I am going to take us back to brainstorming up with publicity. Okay, so we'll start with the mailing list. This week. And there's a, I can put a flyer in my post. We're just trying to think of music venues. We're going to see if the Community Foundation will let us mail to their mailing list as well. There's a Center for Healthy Living and Presence that I think might be willing to put it in their newsletter or send something electronically. Mary's going to take it to Rotary for announcements at Rotary, and we talked about already putting in assisted living. I'm going to ask Jane at Milo's if she can do something, because Milo's always has a bunch of old people. We all go there for eating, so if they and they usually got a community calendar. And then I'll do a news release, which I haven't got done yet, but I'm about to. And then we'll see if we can get on the, I don't remember what the two TV programs are called, and I have not tried to approach them in a while.
CI Living, that's that
one? That's one of them, and then there's one, there's another one. The CI Living is on WCIA, right?
Mm-hmm.
And WICD has one also. Now, I just figured I would track that down, but if somebody has some either connection or experience, I used to do it all the time, but it's been a long time since.
Yeah, you want to call Aaron at WCIA and see if he can hook you up. I think he does the afternoon shift. Aaron Eats. It's A-A-R-O-N, not E-R-I-O.
Yeah.
I think we could get WCIA before.
trying to do, try to get
yeah.
either Mary or Dorothy. It'd be nice to have the performers, honestly, there saying, here's what we're doing, come on out. Something that would, again, be...
Maybe they try to do a remote show there.
Well, it's a Sunday, so I don't know how to do it. I'll find you. Yeah, it's one of the people. I mean, you can talk to Jennifer Jensen too, but I mean, usually those people can kind of guide you.
We'll want to try to get, and you know, we're talking to Mr. Contorso right now, but I think we might have a better chance of getting the media to pay a little more attention. Be good to at least call in or something to, Kenny, for your thoughts. I don't know if there's anything scheduled, if they've got any program scheduled for anything. I don't want to get involved in the politics of the nursing home and that program, but I'm trying to think of what we could use to have them pay attention to us. It might just be that we're sort of a hot topic right now. But
if we focus on under the net, that becomes kind of our mantra.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of focusing on the past and the old media.
So what,
this is a turning point.
What if we try to get, what can we get? Someone from the new management be willing to do a show with them and just talk about what they're doing and then...
It could be a show with that.
You'd have to go there. I mean, that wouldn't be a live, but it would give a chance to say, here's what they're doing, here's what's new at the nursing home. I think that's a great idea. And we could say, and come out and see it on the 27th.
Our biggest opportunity is now, and it will fade.
Right,
time.
Right,
we
right.
We have to pounce on under new management. As we all know, the private sector, when something's not in such a good light, a new management comes.
So can you think? I
have customers to come back because they know the facilities there, and they want to have options to consider. Say it's under your mansion, we push that. I think it'll help a lot.
Well, maybe that's who would be good to do the like the even the little CI Living. I was thinking it'd be good to be somebody like Dorothy, but I think you've got a good line of thought. What if we promote the new management and the new things at the nursing home and use this as sort of a vehicle for seeing? I think that would be great. So I'm happy to try to set up those because I think the media would be really interested in that. So if I call CI Living and I could say Cindy Koenig would...
Or Susie.
Susie. Oh, is she the one who was on,
yes,
on the phone? Okay, yeah. Yeah, and she'd do a good job. But she is not always here, right? Or
sure.
She's in and out. She's actually going to be here today, but she intended to be at the meeting today, but she's running late, so she's on the way down to Champaign right now.
We just have to schedule it.
Okay, and so how do I do that? Who controls her schedule?
Well, Kim doesn't.
She does.
She does. I would work through Kim. She's our representative to SNK.
Okay, now,
what's your email, Kim?
She's the administrator.
Okay, I came in after, and I have not met you. Nice to meet you.
I
would love to be able to have either Mary and I or sometime be able to talk with you a little bit about, somewhat separate from this, the Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home, because there's some things we want to do to support the nursing home, and we want to do that, you know, under the, with the blessing of administration, of course. So it'd be great if we could maybe sit down and talk with you for an hour sometime. And what is your email?
It is K Colbrook, Colbrook, @co.champaign.org. Thank you.
K Colbrook, Colbrook, @. Okay, good. Okay, so we'll just contact you, ask you to work. Connect us with Susie or figure out how we
we need something like a hole-in-one contest.
Okay, so we're going to see if, and I'll send this to him, but we're going to see if Susan will do CN Living, WICD, any further thoughts. And then you said you were comfortable contacting WCIA to see if they would do a normal broadcast.
I should send you the contact now that I have. I just texted it to you.
Okay.
I'll forward it to you too.
Say
writes a script for the 20 to 30 second radio ad. Hey, what do you guys think? Feedback.
Well, this isn't our advisory board doing all this. I mean, that's why we've said this is sponsored by the Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home. So the Friends could be the ones who are doing the script and stuff. So the, because you're right, you don't want to get into
just the information.
I would use the mail list for the board then. Maybe you could just send it out to individuals. I mean, does the script need to go to the advisory board?
I don't think it does.
No, I was looking for a group in that regard, but something like that. Just say, this is kind of where this is going. Any thoughts?
Well, you can certainly send one-way broadcasts out to the board. That will, as long as people don't reply to it, it's not considered a conversation per se for all the meetings and purposes.
I could send the flyer out to the board and say, here's a flyer for the event, and I could even send out to the board, here's the news release, come back.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Just when they start responding.
Just put a big note at the top.
Don't
do
respond.
Not respond to
yep.
this. Unless you want to talk to me some after.
Go to the public side of the nursing home. The public side of the nursing home.
Well, and part of you know, what the Friends are hoping for is from the nursing home's perspective, we want to do it to increase volume, but the Friends are looking for hoping maybe somebody will come up with some donations as well. So there's some positive aspects of getting some disabilities on Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home so that we can generate some more funds. We would like to talk with you about this employee recognition program we were trying to help support. The previous administration was supportive of that, but if we're going to continue that, we want to make sure that, that you all feel that way too. So we want something that's helpful in that.
About the vault. You know, it's under the management. It's promising.
What about that Thursday calendar that you have? It used to be the et cetera, but they don't have the et cetera anymore.
Right.
But what they do is they have every day of the weekend and then they say what's going on.
Right.
I don't think you have to pay for that.
You know,
just it probably says inside the, and they don't call it the et cetera
right.
anymore,
yeah.
whatever they call it. They call it
says
E3?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, okay, let's say it's E3, then it probably says it on the first page,
right,
it would
be
on that
right,
to say it was listed for Sunday the 27th, and that won't cost anything.
Right.
Okay. And then, that might be it for publicity at this point, although I have my book. Well, we have a regular meeting on August 14th, so I guess I would ask if we could put this on the agenda again on the next real nursing home advisory board meeting so that we can talk about it and also, yeah, and see if we can, you know, see if there's anything else we need to do for publicity. And hopefully, every time we can put, we talked about it. Okay. So do I need to do anything to, I'm asking you to put that on the agenda for the
And it's already in the
Okay.
Indeed.
And then the other
tasks. We're just trying to make sure we, and we maybe again would do that on the 14th, but we just talked about if we do this outside, we're going to have to get some help with setup, put up the chairs, even the awning, putting the awning, that kind of stuff. So.
Decoration. Only if you're going to fold in the passage.
Right.
Well, what, for the courtyard, you know, my Rotary did the flowers in the courtyard. It does look nice. So I'm not, if we, as long as we're in that area, I don't, I'm not too worried. If we have to move it inside, then I might feel different. Even sometimes things silly as like using balloons outside or something like that, so it looks like there's some kind of party going on. We don't have any money, but we could do something
right,
like that.
Paper,
yeah.
Some kind of fest.
You can get some balloon things, right?
But those things cost money. Myself, my wife will be off the center. She's delivered to
me. Pretty
close to that.
Bless you.
Delicious.
Will you be able to be there on that day?
How wonderful.
And I was going to ask, I sort of arbitrarily in the flyer said from 2 to 3:30 because, and I don't, I was going to get a little feedback on that. I just made up that it ends at 3:30. I think we had said.
I thought we asked for by an hour.
I think we did too, and I'm thinking if we do something, you know, to hang around a little bit beyond that.
Or if you had announcements before she started playing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I wanted to put an end time so that people don't think they decided to show up at 4 o'clock and there's nothing going on. And also, I think we want a finite time.
Mm-hmm. Does that flyer mention tours?
I did not. The closest I came to mentioning tours, there it is I said, come out and see why. People prefer children coming or something. So I put
tour for yourself and see why.
I can put something in about tours often.
But we can make that as an announcement as well.
Right.
Who's ever introduced it. And you know, then of course we have
and
to
I can
agree
put it in there. There's room to add it.
It's inferred in about seeing why.
Well, you could say tours available.
Yeah.
With all these food items.
Well, I just sent Kim, the activity director, an email because I know sometimes she goes out and for her events, she buys them herself, or sometimes she gets things through the food service department. So I'll follow through on that. I'll either purchase them or make arrangements with the food service to get them.
And the entertainment we've already talked about, honestly, I think things.
Yeah,
we've really got some good entertainers. They do a lot, and I think they probably will have a bit of a following. So
mm-hmm.
Once Dorothy gets back, we'll see if there's any other mailing lists.
She may have her own mailing list.
Will we escort people? My question to Kim would be, will we have an area we can just focus on the tour? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the home, but there might be the best place to tour. So people walk,
well,
they just simply go down that way.
Yeah, it's
back.
Not rocket science. I mean, you want to show people the Medicare way, for sure. And but then you have to explain, you know, because I gave somebody a tour there the other day, you know, and there's no one there, you know. So you have to say, people who come here, you just get out, lickety-split, you know.
They heal fast.
And we can't, I don't think we, you know, the dementia unit is lovely and their courtyard is lovely, but I don't think that they would want us traipsing around in the dementia unit, but we want to point that out while we're on the Medicare wing. And then, you know, you could show somebody, you know, of course the main dining room, you would be going right by that. Well, no, I'm sorry, that's the one we're using, it's the other end. You could show them the dining room, you could show them, one other wing. It's not that nobody challenging.
You know,
right? I can be available and I can show you guys. You
well,
know,
you
that
wanna
day.
Just you wanna just we well, just write down what you just
well,
said.
I could do
here's
that.
The three or four
yeah.
places where
right.
we go. Here's the
I
order.
Could do that.
You probably could. And
yeah.
Here's a couple of
points to mention.
Yes.
And that way it might have some thoughts, yeah.
We did it.
We could put it together, yeah.
We got 100. How many tours can you give and how many guides do we need?
Well, I'm thinking that if Mary does, we would wanna use the advisory board or somebody to do those. You could take 10 people at a time. And generally, at least in the hospitals, when we have these, people come for the food and something else. They don't really
usually
have
the tours.
But we do want to make, that's part of the point, is to be able to show people how nice some things look, and particularly the Medicare.
I can't imagine people coming all over there just for ice cream. I mean, if you had food.
No, they're coming for the music.
True.
I mean, really, who wants to spend their Sunday afternoon looking at a nursing home unless you've got a family member that you're thinking about?
Sure.
But I think you're right. We want to make sure that we have a consistent route that we take people and consistent things that we say, because otherwise you always run into trouble with somebody going someplace they shouldn't or saying something they shouldn't. So if I'm going to put down, Mary, that you're going to draw that up.
Yeah.
Because someone well-intentioned could end up going into dementia.
Or if there's any opportunities for, you know, some of the for lack of better term, friendlier residents might be available to kind of dock with people that come in.
Well, I'm going to have her put it on the calendar, and I can mention that to Kim, the other Kim, activity director.
It would be lovely to have somebody like Richard.
Like Richard, yeah.
Honestly, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Some people could be really good ambassadors for the home.
Right,
so
that's right.
Are there rooms that people could look at that aren't empty?
There are in the Medicare unit.
Well, in the Medicare unit, there's lots of them.
And they look
expensive. And we're actually getting admissions.
Are you?
Well,
good.
You got 22 rooms, so don't.
Right.
But I'd love to hear you say I've got 22 rooms filled, but.
But there's just one room that was.
Yeah,
right.
A nicely adequate
right.
on there. And something.
Right.
Personal effects. It's like, oh, this could be my room with my effects. As opposed to just
yeah, no, we're not going to probably, unless a resident specifically invites us, we're not going into some
yeah.
occupied room, but
taking to an empty Medicare room would be really nice.
Yeah.
And a Medicaid room, or a regular room too, because I think people want to see how big the rooms are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're probably
but
the nicest
Kim
rooms.
Kim can
are.
Help us know what
right.
rooms are available
right.
for
absolutely.
Touring. He could give us a number, and then we'd know, yeah.
Can we put some flowers in there and
oh,
say,
yeah.
spruce it up a little bit?
Well, right, so that's
well,
the thing.
That's true. We've all got a well for one that go well. You say, three rooms that's on, that's easy to
look at. It can look nice and homey and you know, a place I want to go to.
I would be opposed to taking two rooms, and I don't stop my house. I could pick up two rooms. You know, I'll take my family pictures for one night, but a nightstand, just collect them. Yeah. That way it looked like it was home, as opposed to just the mattress.
That'll be part of the setup.
All right.
And so I put another thing down here, physical facilities, because what we will want to do is to make sure that everything that needs to be, if we get people there, we want it to look as good as we can get it to look, of course, both inside and outside.
Right.
And just so that if we focus the effort, we want it to look as good inside in the specific areas we are going to show off, but it'd be nice to make sure it looks on as well as things like that on the outside and the front. It makes a big difference.
I know Kim's wanted us to get through there with some cleaners so we can clean the floors.
Floors.
And it really needs a...
I've got the kitchen staff.
Yeah. Didn't need to.
Yeah, need to stop.
Yeah, the floors are...
I almost had to pull Jack out of the storage area because our feet were stuck to the floor.
Yeah, it's something about that tile floor.
Well, I think it just doesn't
work. Yeah, it wasn't sold that way. So, I mean, unless you're trying to convince me it actually has a tack in this too.
Same.
I've never heard of that.
It's called splice.
Yeah. And you can't, you wouldn't do that because you wouldn't want dirt or bacteria through the floor and you could play off.
And there's no reason the CT can't be kept clean. That's the easiest one. Just about.
Not that it would make a big difference, but could we get an announcement at upcoming county board meetings?
I think you mentioned that both meetings are the Cal and the county board this month, so hopefully those will be before.
When are those?
15th and 22nd.
Ice cream. Vendors would be willing to do this? Advertising for them? Yeah, we'd be paying what we paid ourselves.
Right.
Holds them.
Red Bicycle, the new one down on file.
Right.
They might be willing to do it.
They might.
But, yeah. The idea being that we don't want to go out file all these things.
Plus, we get somebody else involved. The more you get other entities involved, the more likely you are to get other people there.
Yeah, we'd have to pay them.
Well, we pay them what we were paid anyway.
Or they could make a contribution, the Friends of
Shelby
County Nursing Home.
So somewhere in between,
right.
We're not paying
right.
More
they
than
could
we
do
would.
A little bit. Let me know before I start buying more
you
stuff.
Baskin Robbins. I don't know where else. You mentioned these guys. I don't know.
Yeah, there's the new shop.
It's all we have is here. We're right now.
Right. I think that's a good find. And they're at our end of town.
And they could even maybe in their advertising the same thing
right.
Yet.
Right.
Shelby County Nursing Home.
Which Darling will be
there.
Another one to ask.
Yeah.
Well, I'm authorized to spend up to $200 from the auxiliary for ice cream. Now, I've already ordered these 4 tubs. I don't know how much that'll cost, but I'm sure I would have, you know, at least $100, maybe $200 left over.
Is this company you mentioned that finally?
Yep.
What is it?
Red Bicycle. Do you know where Milo's is? It's in that.
Is it?
It's in that same strip mall. It's there behind the bank.
Red Bicycle.
It's brand new.
It's on the corner of the buildings closest to Windsor and Philo. But it's, yeah.
And if we told them they could put their advertisements
right.
Out,
it'd be a good promotion for them.
But you'd want to put it on the flyer.
Yes,
it
would. Right. So, all right. So, I feel provided by Red Bicycle. I see. Well, I am happy to talk with them unless somebody else would like to talk with them.
I don't know the people there, so.
I don't either. I'm just going to knock on the door.
I just eat
the
ice cream.
Have you? And
I tried it. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. You've had it too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of on the Rick's Cafe corridor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I won't buy anything until I get back.
Okay.
Did Red Bicycle.
Right, there's a bunch there, as you say, with Polestone, there's Darling's, there's TCBY at Old Farm. They have a fairly good, I don't know if they would have to go through corporate, there's Baskin Robbins. There's, who am I trying to remember, who's the other one?
Is Baskin Robbins still around?
There's
yeah.
One Baskin Robbins still around, yep.
There's a title for the coffee shop.
Yeah, there's one with the donut cups, though. Isn't that a newspaper?
Well, our grand tour was from last month.
Does anybody else have any connection with anybody else? Well, I'll start with Red Bicycle. I'm going to go ahead and print these up, at least some of them, even without that, and then we'll add.
You can always add more, right?
They're trying to get a lot of people, obviously, from Urbana. I think that would be a good time.
I do, too. And they're brand new and trying to get themselves known, and it wouldn't really cost them that much. It's a cheaper form of publicity. I think that's a great idea.
If you get the TV spots and stuff, too,
right.
I know they can be mentioned, but
right.
I'm sure they'd
right.
Love that, too.
That's true.
And
they might have a different picture they'd want to provide.
Wonder if you want to have more senior people.
If you have that picture, I'd be happy to do it. This is it.
I really think on this flyer that this should all be
I think that,
hey.
I don't think it's that hard to do.
Whatever
it was, it was just a word format. But I can see if I could do that. I can do some inserting it around. I just saw the owner of that red bicycle talking somewhere.
It was an article in the paper.
Is that where it was?
I think so.
Because I think it was, is it mentioned? Yeah, I think so too. I'll go back and look, because then I know at least who to ask for. Okay. All right, and then we talk about physical facilities. I think that's... I think that's it. Really appreciate you saying too. How else? And one thing we'll want to do is use employees to get this word out to, obviously. And any suggestions you have about what else we should do, or who might do differently, or who else we might be contacting. And if there is a way to get a mailing to the managers of the nursing home, we'd like to make sure they know. So I haven't heard back yet from Brenda, though.
Well, you'll have a family meeting coming up.
Right, you can announce it there.
You can pass the flyer out there. I was going to say, can we have some flyers here around the facility?
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
But I think the church was, I found in the past, kind of doing community events. That would just help a lot.
Yes, very usually. That's why, I mean, we don't know how many nursing home advisory board members go to church, but I think everybody could, who does, or if employees could take it to their church, so that we could get usually the more personal the contact or better chance we have of having them put it in a bulletin. So getting people signed up to talk at churches is sometimes very helpful. But sometimes if you just leave it to, okay, maybe we'll depend on your mailing list, but nothing like that. Okay, I don't know if we need to get ourselves put together one more time for this, for planning, or
well, we could talk about that, as long as it's on the agenda. We can talk a little bit more. Everybody can come back and say, you know, where they're at with their various assignments.
So it was almost 2 weeks before the event.
So on that day, we're going to need greeters, somebody to do tours, somebody to serve ice cream, somebody to set up, and somebody to clean up. And there aren't a lot of us.
So my wife and I will help you set up. We'll be there, so we'll probably help you tear down. There's not much going on there anyway. How much is
it? Well, I'm happy to help out. I'll be there that day for whatever. So set up, clean up. Scoop and vanilla, scoop and chocolate.
Okay,
whatever.
So I'm going to put you in charge of setup, Jack.
Hi,
so
how are you?
Hey, Susie.
Good. I'm sorry I'm a little late. I've had a...
Now the meeting's over.
Quite, oh, good. Very capable people in my place here.
Let me suggest this. I guess we can recap it all.
I think we should at least recap it.
I can get it from them too. I'd like
to make sure we have some conversations since you're here about the
how
we want to
Emanuel. You haven't met her yet. She's on the advisory board.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Your name?
My name's Kathy Emanuel.
Oh, Kathy. Nice to meet
you. Nice to meet
you. Okay. Susie came.
And did you met at the nursing home advisory board meeting? So, yes, I do have another one. What we are planning to do on August 27th.
Oh, I'm aware.
Okay.
But we're trying to make sure that we, you know, it's like you talked about at the last county board meeting, we're hoping that this is a marketing vehicle for the nursing home.
Absolutely.
And really, Jack came up with a great idea within your talking, which is we're talking about how we get publicity, and he really suggested we go down the path of getting some publicity for new management, essentially, for the nursing home, mm-hmm. and this as an opportunity to come out and see the home. So we're thinking about how we get the media engaged, and we felt like we're kind of high controversy right now, so the media is sort of interested, but if we could have the new management be willing to do some interviews, like we have a talk show on kind of the highest listenership radio station, WDWS, and they have a thing called Penny for Your Thoughts. So we said, what if Susie could come and do Penny for Your Thoughts, talk about the new management, some of the new things they're doing, and promote the event.
So on the 27th, is that your
thought? No, what I'd be trying to do is set you up for this talk show ahead of time,
uh-huh.
and then two public service programs through our two TV stations.
Okay.
And so I was going to, well, I wasn't going to, I would go work through Kim to get your schedule, and then I would talk with the TV stations and the radio station. The other one would be our public radio station, WILL.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably the places they're most likely to do interviews.
Okay. So I'm going to be here on the 14th all day, and I'm going to probably maybe come in on the 13th at night.
2 weeks ahead, that's perfect.
Right, right. And so if I have to, then I'm planning on staying because that's our meeting, right? So then I'm going to stay, I can stay through the 15th too.
Okay.
Now I'm on the 14th, so you should know too that there's a big thing happening during the day that we've already planned too.
Okay.
Our president's hospital.
Okay.
So we're giving a large... I don't know what you want to call it, but it's like a lunch and learn, and it's an educational, and we have like 40 or 45 people in presence that are going to be attending, and that Joyce and I are going to be speaking, and we're going to give continuing education product to the nurses and to anybody that is a licensed personal administrator or social workers. So they can give free license credits for
their what presence. Time is that so that I avoid that in your schedule?
Yeah, so the 14th is going to be a super busy day, so you should maybe avoid. I got to see the exact time. I forgot. Do you remember what that time was? Was it 1, 12, 11:30 or something like that? I think it was, for some reason it's not in here, but they get my, I'll have to open up the computer. So
okay.
I have it on there.
Okay, so
Should I? That's a busy day. I would do it on the 14th. It would be so good.
Okay.
So why don't we do it on the 15th? And then, so you just want to set up...
I'm going to try to set up some
interviews,
right?
Okay. So we can talk about, things that are...
Right, you're
going
to want to think about what your message is. Because your big message would be, okay, with the new manager of the nursing home, here's the things we're doing to build on the strengths, and here's the things we're doing to improve.
Yeah.
I think if you do some of that, and some of the same...
Right. I don't want to, some of the detail though is probably not.
I would not, right.
Yeah, for there. But we'll talk about positive getting the university involved. So tonight, I have a meeting with the university. I have all this stuff going on. I'm meeting with the university tonight. The dean of social work, I have a dinner meeting with her and her assistant to set up another speaking event to all of the healthcare providers throughout the whole Champaign County. We're going to try to reach out, and if you would like, and I'm happy to use this as an opportunity for the county home as well.
Yeah.
So I can say maybe if they'll allow that, I'm sure they would, to sponsor it together, like no money, like we won't make any money, but what we can use this as a vehicle that put the county home on there too. Since we're running the county home, and we can either do it at the county home or we can do it at the university. But what my goal was to reach out to all the district planners and all the hospitals, all the social workers, all the nursing homes, throughout the whole county, you know, wherever, and to the Alumni Association at the university. I'm going to talk to them about the audience tonight. That's what we're going to talk about, who they want to reach out to. But I'm happy to try to include this also so that we can get some publicity too. That's my whole intent, is to really build this whole momentum. Yeah, no, thank you. So, I mean, I'm already, I already have all that planned. So what I said on the county board is
right,
true.
Right.
All this stuff is already in motion. So it's just a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, so I'll aim for it, seeing if I can get the interview scheduled on the 15th.
Yeah, and do you have, like, let me give you my card.
Great. And then I'll send you the
Probably through me, because Kim's so busy with what's going on
right
now, day to day. She's got her hands full with that, too. And then I have assistants at my office, so you know, Dan or Helen, either one of them, can, they'll work with them instead.
Okay.
Do
you have a card?
Mine's. And if I do have a card, it won't be true anymore, but I'll have a good way of getting it.
Brainstorming this, put this together, that's obvious. There was a little more going on here at the table. Looking at the logistics of how we can figure out that this is happening, or the media, much like you go out talking, reaching out to local churches.
So, you know what?
Assisted living homes.
Right.
Kay has a list for all the Martin Luther King email lists, what Pastor refers to, and reaches out to all
churches,
schools, and so forth.
So can I make a suggestion? Because originally, what I tried to do when I first got here that first week was I spoke to a woman here in the community that wanted to get a little bit involved in the facility, and since then, I think we've decided that it probably wouldn't be a good idea for her to get involved. But I did meet with her, and this was my idea that I wanted her to do, and I don't think she's really capable of doing it, I'm not even really sure. But, and maybe if you can tell me how you think this could be possible, I think this could really, and I'm not sure that we have time now, but what I wanted to do is reach out to every artist in town, whoever can, and like, I wanted to do an art walk and have them paint, like, people to contribute if they want to sell something. There's a lot of people, like, hobbies or statues or I'm not an artist, but you know where I'm coming from with all that. So, right. So what I wanted them to do was to come and put it at the facility, like they do in coffee shops. They hang it up and they say, $800, you know, if you want to buy it, this is the artist. And so I wanted them to all come and show their wares and have people come and walk around. And so I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to do this. And this woman was going to get me all the artists in town, you know, but since she's not going to work with us. And it's not about, you know who I'm talking about. It's not really
First off, you've got to reach them, obviously, but they're going to want to know that you have to get people there.
Right.
Because someone has to get that mark here.
Right.
Whether they're dropping it off or picking it up.
Or if they can come. So what I thought would be nice is if they also come and stand by all their artwork. It's almost like a flea sale. What do you call that? You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Flea market.
So because I want to try to get them. And I thought that way we would get a ton of people. So do we have enough time to plan something like
take some time and maybe do that after.
I would make it a separate event.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea, too.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Because
right.
What I would like everybody, because that way they'll all come because
they're
trying to sell
right.
their stuff.
Right.
We'll have people that will come and think that they're going to get a deal on stuff, and we'll just reach out. We'll have entertainment, but that's how you bring people to a facility.
You gotta have a draw. I feel like we will be able to get that accomplished in time for this, but I do think it would be a great second event.
Too, because you want your audience not to be in the hall, but in the courtyard or whatever your music.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can do that from a timing perspective. You can say that they're going to play whatever. But I just want to bring people. My whole goal is to get people there so that they can see what's going on.
And there's a couple of bridges, the 40 North Group in Champaign, and there's also an annual photography competition and exhibit. And right now they do it in Lincoln Square, which is not perfectly...
Let them come here.
Right.
So you
give
all know that. I don't know the day
right.
to day and who we contact, but I would love
an idea.
If you guys
well,
could help us.
Well, not
that.
What you're thinking of.
I don't have a card. This is my information.
Okay, thanks. But you know, the nursing home, basically Josh, wanted the auxiliary to buy something like Larry Camford's for the Medicare wing because it's very sparse looking,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
the auxiliary didn't want to spend their money that way. But, I mean, you don't have enough time to coordinate this with the event on the 27th.
Right.
But what you could do, if you have the contact, you could say, we're building towards this artwork what we're going to have. We don't know the date yet. But in the meantime, we'll have this other event here on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be giving tours of the Medicare unit.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to start displaying your art with price tags already.
So can you help us pull that together? I mean,
I don't have the contact, but once you find out if it's 40 North or whoever,
I mean, whoever you
could
you
just
all know
give them that advice
in town. I personally can't. I just need somebody
right.
to
we
help
just need to start
from the outside.
Right. And I just think that will take time. So I know of a couple people like the framing at the there's a couple of movies to pursue. 40 North, the Framers Market.
Right, there's so many different
going and talking
groups.
To somebody like Larry Camford, the
yeah.
photography competition, so we could talk about.
Also,
what
there's
might be
a young man,
thing.
He doesn't work at the nursing home anymore. His name is Sam Logan, and he does stuff similar to Larry Camford, only it's a little more edgy. And it isn't the kind of thing that would be maybe suitable for the nursing home itself, but as for a sale item, yes. And I could
but
tell him to contact
absolutely.
Him. If you're saying carte blanche, any artist we know, you would be willing to let them
display
well, I would
their
like,
work.
Right, but I would like somebody to actually help coordinate. Maybe there's somebody
maybe
from, because we are so focused on turning this place around.
Right.
I just wanted to tell you what this idea was so that maybe you could
and
help
I think
me
that
come
would be
up.
A great event for the friends. I mean, if we do this one now, and then we work towards
something
that,
spring or
right,
something.
And
yeah.
get
or even in the fall,
yeah.
I don't want to wait to the spring. I want to bring people as quickly as possible. My goal is to get people there as quickly as possible.
Late October, early November.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
But
and we ought to see what group might already be trying to do something that we could just shift it to
there
here.
There might be groups out there looking for a venue.
I think there are. And I think that if we pull this together, there are so many different groups, even in Rantoul, Muhammad. I mean, let's not just say Champagne. Let's do the whole area and make this just a phenomenal in the first annual. What I would like to do is, you know, people love this. So we do this at another facility in the middle of the cornfield in Lena, Illinois. We attract people from all over. They all want to come and bring their stuff. We have people that just wait to come and buy their, I mean, local people from all over. This is such a good way to bring people. We have such a large building that I just
building for it.
That I thought this was such a great opportunity to use this, and I wanted to do this right away. But I'm going to be honest. I can't take on any more because I need to focus on the facility. So what I wanted to do was to ask you if there was someone that would work with Kim and myself, but we can't like plan it day to day. But if you understand the breadth and the depth of how big this can be and how you can get people there and how we can advertise on the radio.
That's a perfect assignment for the Friends of Champaign-Cottonwood Nursing Home. I'm just saying to Kim, our whole intent is, and we could use it a little bit to raise some funds possibly for the Friends of Champaign-Cottonwood Nursing Home at the same time for some donations.
100%. No, this
but
should
it's
be
a it's
huge
a perfect
conference.
Vehicle for us in conjunction with the auxiliary to organize something. Yeah. And I just feel we couldn't be successful in the next 5 weeks with this. But I think if we aim for late
October,
early November,
yeah.
as long as we get
and,
in before
and not
Thanksgiving.
Only that, do a charitable part too, like
right.
get
and
coats for people that don't have winter coats, or do something that.
It'd be great
good.
To talk with the place that is doing it, just so that we don't have to reinvent everything.
Right. But so I don't know the local pieces
right.
of it. I can tell you that.
Right, you can tell us what and hook us up with somebody who's done it, so we know what the components are. I think that'd be. Perfect
yeah,
for
well,
our group. That's what
I
we're
mean,
for.
I think you just reach, I think you just think, I mean, I'm an idea person, so I think if we sit down and figure out the kind of ideas that we want to do there, if you can get the people to help organize this and somebody that can pull this off with the community, I don't know the community people to do this,
right.
this would be a huge event at the facility.
I think we could, we'd use as the colonel the Friends of Champaign-Cottonwood Nursing Home and the auxiliary. That's
perfect.
They're there to support the nursing home.
Well, and the advisory board.
Yeah.
And there's local artists all over town.
Oh, yeah.
There are local
artist organizations. There.
All over. I've gone into the coffee shops. I've seen all the artwork. Why can't they come and do that by us? Have you for the decorations?
You know,
Crater
Art Museum always has their fall event, too.
Crater
Art Museum, they always have the fall.
Do it with the university.
Right.
Call the art department. I would call the art department.
Well, and there's a really nice art museum, the Cranor Art Museum at the university that
mm-hmm.
does a fundraiser. I don't know that they, but
maybe
worth checking with some people.
It's worth checking. I think it would be a great opportunity. Not only do we bring the community in, but we bring the university. I mean, I'm trying to bring the university in as much as I can because I have a good relationship with them. Before that, they just announced a new dean. They sent me and told me who the new dean was before we even announced. They said, no.
Well, we have a good relationship with the university in terms of we get a lot of student groups
mm-hmm.
that our activity director in the past has done a lot with the
mm-hmm.
university, so we have some good connections there.
Okay.
Honestly, she'd be another good person to talk to.
So you guys would know. So if I know that you're going to handle this with us, I would absolutely appreciate that. This is the way that we could go.
Well, we've got a friends and meeting coming up. Mm-hmm. I think it would be great to get somebody. They look for a project. The other project we said we would sit down with them and talk about as we organize this going above and beyond
mm-hmm.
as sort of an employee recognition in the way of raising funds. We would like to sit down and talk
absolutely.
About that.
That would be great.
If it turns out to be detrimental, you just need to say this is going to be more trouble than it's worth. It causes these kinds of problems, and we won't do it. There's a way to stretch it.
If we do that, there's got to be a lot of, we've done stuff like that before, but, again, you've got to have that community
carefully.
Yeah, very carefully. Because otherwise, there's a lot of, and we're happy to work with you on that, too.
Right. The only way we can do this
right.
is if
so this morning,
don't want to do.
I already spoke with we're trying to corral all good positive things. So there's a lot of good positive things going on. I just can't do it all myself. So that's why I wanted to come here today. I'm sorry I was late to let you know about this idea because I want to get as many people to this place as possible.
No, you can't. Oh, you mean you get some kind of waiver? Is that what you're talking about?
Why would you not be able to have alcohol?
It's not allowed on county property unless you have a doctor's order.
Might be a liability issue, not so much.
But hey, you're the boss, so whatever.
Well, I'm just thinking for like a social
event.
Right,
if you have a regular bartender, you would have to have somebody that would maybe, and maybe one of the local places would, one of the local places would maybe want, because they would want publicity too.
Especially Artmark.
Yeah. I would bring as many businesses. Right.
I would bring, I've done in the past for stuff like that.
I would bring as many outside people into this.
Bring someone else with their license.
Yeah, right.
And use that.
Right.
For like the social events.
We would have to make sure.
Yeah, you just need to check with the state's attorney. There are rules.
You might do, I mean, I'm sure it's in policy, not a lot of drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, so you want to find out from the state's attorney how you get around that.
Yeah, because we used to figure out a way to do that at Carl's, because we didn't, and it wasn't coming, so it wasn't an issue.
And they would want to.
We had some prohibition, but we liked it.
Well, the city was dead on a Christmas party, because our convention center was owned by the city.
No, there's a lot of places that have alcohol.
But we got around, we had, we brought the bar, we brought the local establishment, the license. They had 10-5 day their own servers, so we should license them, so convention.
And we were probably on the facility.
And it was a cash bar, so it was, we weren't paying for it.
As a, as a potential cash.
All right, well, we.
I got it, I got it.
Yeah, they get right after.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
So.
Yeah, Rick.
So I just have to talk to you real quick. Are you going somewhere?
Do you want to come by my office? Well, I've got a 2:30 meeting, but.
Okay, five, all you need is 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll wait for you.
You want me to walk with you?
Sure.
I'll just walk with you. Okay.
Okay, we'll just close it up anyway. Thank you, officer.
Okay, all right, thank you. And we'll.
Kim will take care of you.
Yeah, Kim will tell me the rest. Okay, so thank you. I'm sorry I was late, but I just wanted to let you know about that too. So I thought that was a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you've got a model that somebody we can talk to say,
oh, it's just a brainstorm.
I'll help you brainstorm. Because it's going to be different. We do different things at different facilities. This is going to be a much bigger scale. I think that they have, it's more localized. It's a small town. I think this, we got to do this on a bigger scale.
I think
Okay. I'll meet you with them. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
We just get smaller and we can tell stuff like that.
Yeah, it's too bad we didn't know earlier. I mean, we could combine them.
Yeah.
But we
don't have to do it down anyway.
Because I think one distracts from the other. I really would like to. Maybe we need a nice background if you want to go there for the art.
But it gives us a good second excuse.
Yes.
I mean, because we're
different number of people.
Right.
Well, having said all that, we're about to.
Tammy needs something.
Sorry, yes. I was just going to ask the question. Do you need like a sign up genius for the volunteers for all the tasks, or do you think there's not going to be enough call for that? I mean,
itemized tasks.
I know, but the tasks there, honestly, I sort of have here. It is.
You do. There's some minor things.
Right, so I started to say I'm going to put you in charge of setup, and what I really want to do is give everybody a specific responsibility because
right.
Otherwise.
And a time slot.
And a time slot, that's right.
What setup means. You know, I envision what it means, but somebody has to make the coffee. Somebody has to.
Well, we're not. I'm not planning to serve coffee. I didn't arrange for that. I just asked for lemonade and ice cream. Yeah.
Anybody else that's involved?
I was trying to make it as simple as possible.
Your job.
Right. If we say, yeah, we'll help serve, we need to know who's serving when, what shift.
I would rather have that.
That's just
great
chef.
Serve.
Would you? Okay. Yeah. Willing to do that? That'd be great. Okay.
Reasons.
Okay, great.
That's fine.
Yeah,
so
we didn't want to come over.
Yeah,
we were
under
the
impression that,
okay,
we
great.
Have our maintenance staff set up chairs.
Oh, can you do
that?
All right, that'd be great.
All right.
You've got the staff available. That's wonderful.
I'm going to go ahead and say that we've concluded the new business on this August social event. Next meeting is Monday, August 14th at 6 p.m. over at the nursing home. And if there's a moment, we're adjourned.
Sweet.
Thank you for your time, everybody.